Hello and welcome back. You're still listening to Echo Box Radio live at the Oyster Festival at the Melkweg. Next to me, I have the wonderful, talented Emma V.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a nice day, meeting lots of nice people, great artists. So yeah, I'm good as well.
That sounds good.
I was thinking, and this is like the first thing I want to get off my chest. Like I was thinking, no, don't worry.
No, where is this going?
No, I remembered, like, I've been following you since 2015.
No
when
way.
When Sunrise Pillows dropped,
man,
from Elfamist.
Nocturne, yeah.
Yeah, from Nocturne. I've been rinsing Nocturne, like, from...
It's a beautiful album.
Yeah, like, I just remember there was a period where I would listen to that album, like, basically every day.
Sweet.
So it was just such an interesting thing to see that you were on the lineup and that you were down to be in the interview as well. Like,
of course. This is an honor for me to be here, to be honest. So thank you for having me.
It's a special moment. So, yeah, thank you for that. I was wondering, is this your first performance in the Netherlands or not?
No, this is I feel like it's my second one. I performed at Paradiso back in 2017 when I was supporting Masego.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been to Amsterdam a few times for, like, recording sessions and things like that, but this
is
my first time here in Melkweg.
Recording sessions with who?
Yeah. It's actually a Hungarian band called Soul Clap Budapest, and we recorded at the Visselord Studios, which was... incredible. So I really love, well, that was obviously, that's not Amsterdam, but that's in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And I love it every time I'm here.
Oh, sick. Okay, crazy. How you just performed, how did you like your performance? How did you like the crowd?
You know what, if it was recorded and it's going to play back, it was a very interesting one because we had a lot of technical difficulties, but I had the time of my life.
Yeah.
I like being in front of people. The whole time preparing for today, I was like, I'm going to be so scared to be in front of people. The minute I get on stage, I'm like, oh my God, I love people so much. Look at me. I love you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So regardless of how it went, I was always going to have a good time.
Okay. It has been recorded, but like you will hear the final result. How was the crowd treating you?
They were so sweet. Like I said, I felt like everyone was there with me, regardless of like how the music was going. Everyone was just like committed. We're having a good time. I saw lots of eye contact. People in the beginning, everyone was dancing. So yeah, I feel like I really got on with the crowd.
Okay, great. We're halfway down the festival. Have you seen other performances as well so far?
We just came from Samwise.
Oh,
and Samwise is one of my favorite UK rappers.
Yeah.
Mainly because the production that he chooses is so vibey that like I can listen to his music forever. So that's the first time I'm actually seeing him live. And I'm
sick.
I was like, let me go. I have to see Samwise. So yeah, I've seen him.
I was just talking with Phil about like how it's so special that people that are from the UK come down to this festival and see other people perform for the first time or like whatsoever. I'm thinking like, oh, damn, we're like in Amsterdam?
Yeah. I guess it's the like, there's a novelty in going on holiday. So you're somewhere that like is always going to feel great because you're away from home.
Yeah.
And then you get to see like, well, obviously like here I'm seeing a lot of UK acts that should be next door to me, but I've never seen perform before.
Yeah.
So it's just like, this feels extra special being here.
Oh, so I was just talking with Michelle and she told me that she actually met you last week.
Last week.
Where, what was the...
We did a Budweiser event. So we did this crazy performance on top of a billboard that had been converted into a stage.
Sick.
And I mean, I'd heard of Michelle before and heard her music. And I think we were like, at least I talked to her management in the past about working together. And then the Budweiser gig brought us together. And then so also did this one. So it seems destined. I think we're supposed to work together.
Okay. Yeah. So... a collab might be in the pipeline.
Like, I need to put this on record so it definitely happens.
Cool, nice. I have a nice scoop over here so I can like play this back whenever the record is out.
Exactly.
Like, you heard it here first.
Exclusive. Right.
Okay, that's great. So I was wondering, like, this festival is based on like the UK scene and how progressive it is. Yeah. And I actually wanted to ask you, like, Do you feel the same, first of all? And how do you experience that and see yourself in that, like, you know, progressive vibe and scene?
That's a good question.
I know.
100%. The UK is, I feel like we're always pushing the boat forward in terms of every genre of music. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of genres that have been pioneered in the UK and they keep evolving into new things. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone that's on the lineup today is doing a fusion of something that like yeah. was created in the UK and has developed and adopted so many different like yeah. elements. Mm-hmm. So 100%, I think the UK is really, really ahead of the game in terms of making progressive music. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, this lineup reflects that massively.
Mm-hmm. And like, how do you see yourself as a part of that? Like,
what that type of sound? Is, yeah.
No, don't worry
about
it. How
do I see myself? I mean, I would say the same thing. I always, in my music, I'm always trying to honor my influences, but I'm always trying to build upon the things that inspire me. Mm-hmm. And I'm always trying to, like, absorb ideas and like just culturally what's happening in music and find a way to express that through what I do. It's keeping it stylistically me, but at the same time, I think there's something quite unique about what I do as like a, I'm gonna say inherently black music and inherently UK twist on R&B, which is a very American sound.
Yeah.
So I think that's what kind of makes it progressive, is that like I'm not afraid to make a song suddenly turn into a jazz song right in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to take influence from like drum and bass, and I produce my music. So I make the beats and then I record and I write it. So I'm always trying to like experiment at the same time find new versions of myself. And I think I'm always just constantly doing that, but I guess it helps that I'm producing my music as well.
That's sick. Like you were talking about getting influences from other people and other genres. Are there certain artists that you've been really looking up to and thinking like, oh
always.
Yeah, I would love to be on that, you know, wavelength of one day?
Pharrell, the Neptunes is like my
That's a
number
shout.
One. I mean, everything that they do is the music that I wish. Every time I listen to a Neptune song, I'm just like, I wish that was me. Missy Elliott. So if I go back from the beginning, Missy being like a black female, at the time she was bigger and I was bigger as well. So I really saw myself in her. Woman that like dances, acts, sings, raps, produces.
Yeah, she could do anything, literally anything.
You can imagine. Yeah. So I always saw myself being like the UK Missy Elliott when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And then I went through the SoundCloud era and a lot of soul action music, like, I mean, that's everyone. Sango, Kaytranada, like, and Alpha Mist, who I've worked with as well, who does like, he's a jazz composer and has an amazing band. Other people that influence, it's too much. Erykah Badu, newer stuff, her, SZA.
Sheesh. you're making a lineup right there. I'm like, sheesh,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, it's a lot, but yeah.
Okay, cool. And how would you categorize your own music inside of that? Like, would you even put it in a genre?
R&B, because I want to help push forward R&B in the music industry, and I want, especially in the UK and Europe as well, I feel like there isn't so much of an infrastructure for R&B music anywhere here, or at least compared to how it is in the US. Mm-hmm. So I would label myself R&B so that I'm doing whatever I can to help establish that. Mm. But I know that my music, probably R&B people would say, no, it's more alternative R&B or it's more of a future soul. Mm-hmm. That's where I usually get categorized. But I'm just like, no, I'm going to wave the R&B flag so that if I do well, R&B does well.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. You know, like, I love UK R&B. I was playing some Flowetry as well before
love
we started.
Flowetry.
Yeah. And I noticed there has been some commotion about what awards were it again, that the pop and the R&B segment
was that Brits Awards?
Yeah, I think it was Brits Award.
Yeah.
How do you feel about things like that, for example?
It's lazy. No offense to whoever makes those categories, but it says a lot. It says what you need to know, that if R&B can't have its own category at an award ceremony, it means that there is a leg of the music industry that's missing that allows you. And I completely understand why it happens, because there's so few mainstream R&B acts. There's so few R&B acts in the UK that sell records enough to enter the charts.
Yeah.
And the Brits Awards is their recording who is having that kind of visibility and who's making those kind of sales. So if I think about who is an R&B act in the UK that you could be in a you could put in a category, it would be like one person, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess that's not enough to justify R&B having its own category if they're going purely based on sales.
Yeah.
But in terms of UK R&B acts, there's hundreds.
Tell me about it.
And when I say the talent, the level of talent is insane.
I know. I definitely know. And I would say, obviously, you fall under that as well, and other people that are on this lineup. Yeah. And I'm actually very grateful for this lineup, you know, with everybody from the UK, but like small, talented, upcoming, or like, you know, what they have been down in the scene for a couple couple more years. Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice that everybody's in here and also willing to talk to me as well right now. So. Thank you for that.
No, thank you for having me.
I want to have two more questions before I round off, by the way. I was wondering, when you were a kid, like, what was being played in your household? Like, what were your parents playing?
Good question. I mean, the story I always tell is one of my uncles, he's a DJ Omo White. He's a Nigerian DJ, but was very popular in Nigeria and parts of the UK as well, like in hall parties and stuff like that. He would always play R&B music, and he'd always play R&B hip-hop music from the States. So he would travel to the States and get these like literal cassette tapes of recordings and like music that hadn't made its way over to the UK yet. Because those days, like, distribution meant you had to have the CD the tape, right? So my uncle would go and get the music, make these mixes, and then like everyone in the community would get these CDs and these tapes from him. So my dad would always play it.
Sick.
And like, we were listening to D'Angelo in car rides, Brandy, even like, well, obviously Erykah Badu, Bilal. There's a lot of like funk on there too, stuff that I can't really call to my memory right now, but just think like Soulquarians. And I was like 5 or 6 in the car listening to that stuff and being like, I want to make this kind of music. But outside of like, I feel like that is deep. In reality, when you're 6 years old, you're also listening to like Britney Spears. I liked Justin Timberlake a lot when I was younger, namely the Justified album.
Yeah,
obviously that's Neptunes. That is a classic album. It's like, I would say put it on right now.
Yeah.
we have to hear it now.
But yeah. I hear that, yeah. Okay, so that were your influences. I hear you like you draw a lot of inspiration from other people.
100%.
And yeah, I hope like one day you'll strive to, you know, like people saying that about you and stuff like that. Like I said, I've been listening to you for quite some years.
Appreciate you.
Then the last thing, because talking about the future, what's in the pipeline? Like, what is there music dropping soon or like where? What,
soon,
touring, whatever.
I mean, this is kind of like the beginning of touring. I've got another big festival like this, May 28th with Cross the Track. So that's got like No Worries at Anderson .Paak and Knowledge. It's got Alpha Mist. We've got Kelis.
Sick. Where is it?
In Brixton. So I mean, when you have to come to London for it, but it's worth
my
it.
My friend is signing me. Like, we need to. We need to come. We need to come.
Don't miss it. Be there May 28th. Come in the day before so like you can have rest. It's an all day festival. But in terms of music, I'm working on, I'd maybe describe it as a new album project thing. Ooh. I want to be loose because who knows how I'm going to release it. But definitely working on some new progressive, like, and I want to say a rebranded version of myself. A little bit more vulnerable, but like really pushing the boat. R&B, sexy, maybe sometimes emotional. I'll see what happens. I'm trying to really like bare my soul on this music. So I'm giving it the time it needs. Yeah. I can't put a date on it yet, but it's happening right now.
We're not pinning you down on anything.
Thank you.
You said it would be... No. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Well, I want to thank you for joining me for a quick conversation. What are you gonna see next?
I don't know what time it is. Whoever's on right now, I'm going to go there. I need to look at the schedule, but I'm trying to see is everyone, if possible, just running between the rooms.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a couple more interviews. Stay locked. And we're also going to broadcast the performances from Unknown T and Sam Galatree later. So keep it locked to Echo Box. Thank you.
Thank you.
MV's got a tune for you. I wanna pick you up whenever you're down, baby. I'm gonna make you stop when you're in my town, baby. You made me pour some rum when you're not around. I was lost, but now I am found. If I know something, I know it sounds crazy. It's gonna feel so good whenever I'm close to you. things that you want me to. Whenever you need some, you know I got some. I hope you don't plan on making me run. All you gotta do is call me up and I'll come. Ooh, baby.
Baby, I'm gonna kiss you all, baby, I'm gonna kiss you.